Good Thursday morning, 9 degrees on our way to 15. Mostly sunshine right now. We do have a chance of some showers a little bit later today, but a beautiful spring day for the most part with some pretty good weather ahead once we get past tomorrow, which is a little cooler with some rain, maybe mixed with some snow. Maybe the kind of weather you don't love when you have a package being delivered that might end up on your porch sitting out there for a bit. Not the reason, I don't think, the weather. The reason one Ottawa councillor is thinking that we might need delivery lockers at city facilities to hold on to our packages when they're being delivered so that we don't have to wonder what's happening to them on the porch, how secure they are. Stephanie Plante joining me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I am well. So this is an interesting thought. I mean, we've certainly done lots of stories on this station and on CTV Ottawa about people who have stuff that is stolen. A lot of people have those ring cameras now, so you see exactly what goes on your porch, and you don't know who you can trust sometimes. Why is this a concern for you right now?
So I always say I have a very special and unique ward, and that certainly is true in this case. So just a lot of people in Ward 12 work as frontline workers. You know, they don't work typical 9-to-5, and they do a lot of their shopping online. And it's not just Amazon, by the way. It's they even shop online at Loblaws, or they shop online at Metro. And this is, you know, the stuff that they're buying is, when they reach out to me, it's things like diapers, baby formula. And it's consistently a problem that it's getting stolen, especially in sort of the Vanier and Lower Town areas. And when I say stolen, it's not like it's being left out on the porch for 10 hours and someone pops by and gets it. There's actual people following the delivery cars and stealing things the minute they get on the porch. And we've tracked this all through the cameras. It's, you know, we've been in touch with Auto Police about it. And we've asked, you know, can we put, you know, one up at the police station on MacArthur? And then it turns out the parking lot was shared and the owner didn't want to have to do it. We've asked gas stations if they will help us. They didn't want to. It's kind of been a bit of me looking under every single couch cushion to try to find someone who can help. And finally, I said, you know, our community centers would be a great place. You know, people are there often. They're safe. They're secure. There's lots of lighting. There's parking if needed. So when I mentioned this to city staff, they kind of, you know, went, oh, that's interesting. So it's something I'm looking at very, very seriously, because I'm very sensitive to the fact that not everybody works 9-to-5 and can just, you know, pop over to their local store to get what they need. And I want people to feel like, you know, if they order diapers, which is an essential product if you have a baby, that that's not going to be something that's at risk of getting stolen.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously this is preliminary, and rec staff, city staff taking a look at it to see if this option would work. My question would have been, well, if you're going to have to go somewhere, it's not the convenience of having it on your porch. You have to go somewhere to pick it up from a locker anyway. Then how is it really more convenient than just making that trip to the store? I guess your argument would be because of the shifts and the fact that it's not necessarily easy to make that trip when stores are open.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever used an Amazon locker. You can go at 3 a.m. You can go at 4 a.m. You can go at 6 a.m. They're open in the sense of, like, you can access them 24 hours a day, and they're secure. And so what happens is, and I've never used one. I haven't used one, but I've seen people use them where they, you know, you place your Amazon order, you send the order to the locker, and you're given a QR code. And so when you go to get your package, you just kind of use your phone to kind of to get the QR code going, and then you can, it opens up and you can get your package. So, you know, the convenience is there for you to be able to grab at any time. And by the way, I'm completely open to having these kinds of lockers for other kinds of storage deliveries. It's just right now Amazon has sort of partnered with me to say, hey, we will do the installation. We will add cameras. We'll add the lighting to kind of make things easier to get this off the ground.
So not a huge expense for the city then?
Zero expense to the city.
I mean, it's an interesting concept. How many city facilities, how far would people have to go? I'm just trying to figure out, is it really that much more convenient? Obviously, it's safe. Or, I mean, what people really want is a way to have the stuff delivered to their home and have protection at their home so that they know that, you know, to get to really the root of the problem, which is people doing what they should not be doing and grabbing this stuff off the porch.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just trying to sort of do what I can with the limited resources I have. I can't put handcuffs on a porch pirate. I can't wag my finger and ask them to stop. They're not going to listen to me anyways. So it's, you know, we're kind of trying to balance the limits that we have here at the municipality with the facilities that we do have. And the reality is everybody, especially in Vanier, knows where the Richelieu Vanier Community Center is. They know where Belle Grandmette is, and they know where Pauline Charron is. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to kind of leverage the proximity to say to people, hey, if you absolutely need to order things online for whatever reason, just make a little detour and head over here. It's probably about 100, maybe 400 meters from your house, and you can pick it up whenever you need to. And, you know, we're trying to do what we can. We really are.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. And in case people are listening and thinking, oh, it's like everyone needs to have one. It's like a P.O. box. No, it would be, as you say, a locker like they do in apartment buildings. You get sent your code. You punch in the code. The locker pops open. You grab your item. It's then available for the next person and next delivery person.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
All right. So what's the timing on this to get some feedback on it and figure out whether it would actually work or not?
So we have written in the motion something about Richelieu Vanier being kind of the pilot. So if this motion passes, it will kind of be the first one to get a pilot off the ground. I'll be honest, I'm not quite sure, like, where would it be at the community center? Like, that stuff, I'm going to let kind of people with more logistical expertise figure that out. But, you know, it's what I think is attractive to me is it's also sort of enticing people to come to the community center, like trying to find out some of the programming. And for example, if your kid has a soccer game, you can go pick up your package and go pick up and drop off your kid at the same time. Mm-hmm. So kind of creating those community links so people feel safe and they know what's out there and they know that, at least as their counselor, I'm sort of taking this issue very, very seriously because, you know, losing $30 of diapers is catastrophic for some people. And I'm cognizant of that.
It's an interesting idea. All right, Stephanie, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Rideau Vanier Ward Councillor Stephanie Plante proposing delivery lockers at City of Ottawa facilities so that people have another option if they are being impacted by porch pirates. Is that you? Have you had an experience like that? 1-800-580-CFRA, 1-800-580-2372. Are you reluctant to have stuff delivered to your home because you don't know for sure it's going to be there when you get home?